Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is Planet Bush Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Hey.
All right. You all right, Lawton? Or?
Yeah, why wouldn't I be okay? What, are you a doctor now? Dr. Mark?
Wow. I was going to read you something, but I don't think I will.
No, please. Show me how well you read. Impress me with your vast knowledge, funny man.
What?
Please.
What's going on? All right. All right. Well, here we go. Here's some knowledge from the New York Daily News about your boy Bush. Quote, presidential advisors and friends say Bush is a mass of contradictions, cheerful and serene, peevish and melancholy, occasionally lapsing into what he once derided as the blame game. Huh.
Okay. Yeah. You read something out of a newspaper. You have a sixth grade reading level. I guess I'm supposed to applaud now. Oh, look, everyone. Baby made a duty.
What? What the hell? All right, I get it. Okay, all right, you know what? I get it now. Bush is cracking up and you can't handle it, right?
Thank you, Dr. Freud, for delving into everyone's psyche and dredging up their true motivations. My, you are impressive.
Wow. It says Bush is so hostile right now, he's even snapping at the junior staffers. Lawton, listen to this, quote, this is not some manager of McDonald's chewing out the help. This is the president of the United States, and it's not a pleasant sight.
I tell you what's not a pleasant sight, watching some socialist spew lies about the greatest president America's ever had. Now that's ugly. Genius, Freud.
This article says also Bush has been storming around the White House, blaming everyone else for his problems, even Rove and Cheney. What about that, buddy? They call him a lion in winter. He's losing it, Lawton. He's becoming Nixon during Watergate, talking to the paintings.
Really? Wake up, Mark. You're not on short attention span theater now. And I'm not one of those hyenas at Giggles Comedy Club who needs two drinks to find you remotely amusing.
All right, all right. Oh, yeah? All right.
Well, at least two drinks.
Listen to this, buddy. Well, your precious Bush could be losing Roe. Cheney's facing an indictment for the plane case. Tom DeLay has been neutered. The Iraq War is up to 2,000 American deaths. He screwed up Katrina big time. And even his own people hate Harriet Myers. He's on a losing streak, a mile long, Lawton, and he's reacting to it like the big stupid baby that he is, and the only one who still supports him are complete deluded idiots like you, my friend.
Huh. Mark?
What?
Kiss my ass!
What?
You heard me, mister! Pucker up! I've had about enough of your crap! I've eaten about as much of your communist garbage as I'm gonna eat! You sit there in your elitist media average tower throwing your poop at a man! You don't even fit to wipe the dirt off his boots! Alright? Just because he's going through a tough time right now and just he's George W. Crazy, unfit to lead, no mandate, but...
Oh, man. Wow.
He can't handle it.
Wow. Man.
Mark.
What?
I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Oh, man.
I've been under a lot of strain lately. All this indictment stuff, man. This has been hard on me.
Yeah.
I'm very sensitive. Do you forgive me?
I don't know, man. You're kind of an a-hole back there.
Please. I think you're really funny. I think you're Foxworthy funny. I don't think I can handle any more rejection right now. Can you just forgive me, please?
Okay, all right. I guess Bush is your hero, and it would be hard for you to watch him go through this. So, all right. Okay, all right. I forgive you, all right?
Thank you, Mark.
All right.
You don't have to kiss my ass.
Well, that's good news, right? Thanks, brother. Are you okay now, buddy? It's going around.
Yeah, it sure is.
You know, anger's just a motivational tool, Mark. Keeps the troops in line. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, drop and give me 20, soldier.
All right, goodbye,
Lon. Get in the fight, buddy.
Goodbye, Lon. Goodbye.
God loves you, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
Deal with it.
All right. Yeah, okay. He just ended with a thank you? Oh, boy.